Today we're going to take some time and visit with Boone High School Toreador Theater Group and their director, Jed Ammon. Thanks for bringing everybody in today.
Thanks for having us.
And we've got another musical coming up, and got half a dozen different members of the cast here to let us know all about it. It's going to be, what, SpongeBob the Musical?
Correct. We are doing SpongeBob the Musical this year. Just added a new element for our students in the theater department, a little bit more of a modern-day musical that has some hip-hop dancing, and we have some rapping that takes place in it. So just something a little bit different, but still very family-friendly, great opportunity for everybody in the community to come out and enjoy an evening together.
Well, we'll talk about some of the particulars and things like that, like getting your tickets and all of that. But let's start out. Who all came to join us today? Why don't you start over here and let us know, first of all, who you are, parents, et cetera, and who you're playing.
All right. Hello. My name is Paxton Birch, and I play SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay. Come on up.
Hi, I'm Selah, and I play Sandy in SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Jones. I play Pearl in SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Caden, and I play Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob the Musical.
Mr. Krabs. Yeah.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and I'm playing Squidward.
I'm TJ Gonzalez-Fisher, and I will be playing Patrick.
Patrick. And I know all these characters, by the way, because I have a grandson, and we watch SpongeBob, so there we go. We got that part of it. Well, a little bit about this. Again, this is has been on Broadway?
It has, it is, the characters are from SpongeBob, the cartoon, but the storyline would not be anything that you've seen in any of the cartoons. The storyline is something different, especially built to the musical when they brought these characters to life on stage. And so it is a great story that's very heartwarming, talking about friendship and about how one or two people can make a difference. And so it just has a great message along with, it's just a fun show. There'll be a lot of laughter, a lot of just fun songs. And you'll catch yourself even singing along to some of them. I know some of these guys are at that point too, where some of them have become pretty catchy. So,
is it a fairly large cast? Who wants to come up? Come up and be closer to the microphone and tell me all about it. Who wants to do that? Yeah, you.
We have a pretty good sized cast this year. We've had some bigger casts in the past, but definitely some smaller casts in the past. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of new people come out, a lot of underclassmen that are trying out for the first time, seeing kind of what theater is about, and having a lot of fun in the musical so far.
All right, good. Tell me all about, because obviously this is underwater. So, a lot of stage work. What's all going into that?
So I mean, we have a basic set that is being used, but lots of color, lots of lighting. Our lighting design people are doing lots of using our LED lights and being able to put a lot of colors in and putting some blues in to give that effect of being in water. And we have some different special effects and costumes that will come to life to show you different parts of the ocean that we might be in at different times.
Okay.
And it'll be a little bit of some illusions that take place with some of our lighting and staging. So,
Patrick, come over here. Tell me about your costume. What's that like?
So we ordered a costume off Amazon.
We did.
It's a pretty nice costume, though. I'm actually impressed with how well it turned out.
Okay.
I got a pair of swim shorts, a pink T-shirt, and then a pink button-up over it.
Okay.
It's just a nice Hawaiian little outfit.
We'll recognize him as Patrick. Mr. Crab, what about yours?
I'm going to be wearing a white dress-up shirt with dress pants, and then I have fake boxing gloves for, crab claws.
Crab claws.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick up anything, do you?
No. I do.
Oh, good luck. what about your, you dressed up. What's your costume like?
I'm Squidward, and my costume's, it's just a plain polo, orange polo shirt, green pants, and then extra legs sticking out the back that connect to my shoes.
It's so a squid. It's a squid.
Yeah. Extra legs.
Extra legs.
He's been learning how to use his extra legs and that this last
There's
week,
a so. Challenge, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's extra piece, so.
All right. Come on. Tell me about yours.
So my costume, because Pearl is a cheerleader, it's kind of like a cheerleader uniform, but not really. It's more movable, I think.
Okay.
Mine is like a science jumpsuit. So I got like a, you know, like NASA stuff on it, and then it's like a jean jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And then I got like this little flower in my hair, and then I get to do buns and stuff.
It's because she's a mammal.
Yeah, I'm a land mammal.
I know.
Well, she's not like the rest of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And SpongeBob, do you get to wear a big sponge or what?
Unfortunately, I do not get to go out on stage as just a giant yellow sponge. That'd be very fun. It's very similar to Ethan Slater's costume in the Broadway version of SpongeBob the Musical. I'm in the classic SpongeBob outfit. I've got the red tie, I've got the brown pants, and I've got really cool Converse that I get to wear and long socks. So I look ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun.
But people will recognize you as SpongeBob. So that's the big thing. Again, you've been rehearsing this about how long now?
We started at the beginning of the school year. So the first day of school were auditions, and then we got started right after that. So we had a couple days of auditions, and then we had our first read-through that same week, and then we were off and rolling. So when it's all said and done, it'll be just about a little over 8 weeks. A little bit quicker schedule this year. We're a week earlier than normal, but conferences got changed, and so conferences are the week that we traditionally have had our musical, so we had to make some changes. So we're feeling a little bit tight scheduled right now, but we feel like we're in a pretty good place. We got some good work to get done here over the next 3 to 4 days, but we open Monday for the elementary students
that
get bussed over. So all of the all of Franklin will come over. I believe first grade from Ledges is coming, and then a good chunk of Trinity students are coming as well. So it gives them an opportunity to run the first act a couple times.
Okay.
We'll spend that whole day rehearsing / doing a couple performances, and then we have parent night on Wednesday, and then we get rolling that Friday. So
there we go. 31st, 1st and 2nd will be the public performances. For coming into school, I mean, just school getting started, right away you have to do auditions. Was that challenging? How hard was that? Everybody must have been somewhat familiar with what was going on or coming up.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are a lot of returners, so probably not as scary for them because they've gone through an audition before and they've built a relationship with most of us. But there would be some of our underclassmen who we've cast. I think that was probably like, wow, we have to get started right away. And so, we did do a small workshop to kind of help some of those what to expect.
Sure.
We try to keep it, low key, and we just want to get as many kids involved and understand what the theater process is like. So, they're closed auditions, so you don't have a bunch of people watching you. It's just the directors and you. I think that's a whole lot more or less intimidating than if you go and do some public shows, you audition in front of all the other people who are auditioning sometimes. So
you guys are, they're on stage. Do we have a pit? How's that going?
Yep, so we have live music. Mr. Truckenmiller is our pit director again, and he has a nice group of people that he's assembled together. We had our first full kind of rehearsal with them last night, and it went really well. And we've been working with him, and he's been working with his pit since the beginning, too. So, it'll be live music, and they sound really good, and together it's going to be a real fun combo. But that adds another element, right, to the degree of difficulty of where you've got to be able to be together, right? So our vocalists have to be able to be with our students who are also playing in the pit. So those rehearsals of where we get to come together and we get to practice that's they're so important so that we can build that chemistry as we go down the stretch here.
We've been very, let's say you've been very successful. You and your cast have been very successful with your musicals. And I mean, just the way they come together and everything. And we've always had, just the number of students that come to participate, whether it be cast members, costume, working set, lights, everything. So you've always had a really good turnout.
Yeah, our numbers are about the same. We're in the high 40s. We're usually somewhere in the high 40s to high 50s of student participation mm-hmm. on any given performance. So we're right in that number. We graduated a lot of seniors last year. So, but we have we've had a lot of success in the past. We're excited to be a part of the Musical Theater Awards, the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards again, where we were very well represented last year. PAX was got to go down and compete and mm-hmm. was represented us along with Marshall Taylor, who yeah. has since graduated. But
you
we're
didn't
excited.
Have any problem filling those spaces.
No, we got some more people, so they're excited to have the opportunity to compete as well. And we'll have adjudicators in the audience each mm-hmm. night
okay.
who will be adjudicating everything that they're doing, from their characterization to their vocals to how they're walking, to stage presence, to all of those things, their dance. All those pieces are formulated into a rubric, and then they select best scenes to supporting and lead roles that get an opportunity to some get to come down in the spring and be at the Civic Center and compete against other kids from around the school.
By adjudicating, he means they're judged.
Yes.
Someone's coming in to do the judging. Do you feel pressure with that? When they say someone's going to be here watching, what's it like? Who wants to do this one?
It's a little bit stressful, but for the most part, as long as we know our stuff, we're very confident.
Okay, good. They all feel ready.
I think it's nice to get feedback from other people too. Mm-hmm. That's the most invaluable part of the process of being a part of the Musical Theater Awards is that. There are people who give feedback, and they will get to see that feedback, and they will talk about things that they did really well and things that they could do to improve. And so if you're someone who theater is something you're thinking about you want to do, maybe past high school, this is a great opportunity to get that feedback and to learn from other professionals. And so it's such a great opportunity that students across the state of Iowa have on a yearly basis to get that feedback.
All right, let's talk about the hard part. Tickets, money, how's this? Because musicals are not inexpensive in the school like everybody else. Any other theater production, you have to pay a lot of royalties
yes.
for this.
So, you know, it's just to even do a musical, we're usually $2,000 just to start out before we've even had auditions, just to have the rights. Most musicals cost anywhere between $1,600, $1,700 up to $3,000, $4,000. So, we have that money right away. That's not including any set or costumes or any of those things. That's just the rights in order to be able to perform it. So in order to attend our show, we have three shows this year. And we open on Halloween, October 31st at 7 p.m. And then that Saturday, November 1st at 7 p.m. And then we have a matinee show on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Seats are $10 for a ticket. Everything now is through Varsity Bound. Our school switched over to Varsity Bound this last year, so all ticketing goes through there. So if you go onto the website, the Boone website, there is a Varsity Bound click that you can hit, and then you just look for the date of what you want to attend, the 31st or November 1st, November 2nd, and you click that and you can purchase your tickets right there online. You will be able to buy them at the door as well, but they are assigned seats, so it'll mm-hmm. be what seats are available when you arrive. And then I have, again, made a challenge to the cast. If they can sell 1,000 seats, they get the opportunity to shave my head. So I lose my hair if we sell 1,000 seats.
And they want this.
I'm sure they would take great joy in it.
Do we have other fundraising things that are going on in conjunction with this? I mean, to help support?
We will. So we're going to be working with our community service project this year. We're going to be working with the local Torter Food Pantry. So we'll be collecting food items. So we're mm-hmm. encouraging everyone to bring a non-perishable item that can go to the Torter Food Pantry to be used by people in need. We'll be collecting donations as well, just cash donations for the Torter Food Pantry as well. There'll be a raffle going on. That money that's gained through our raffle will go towards that as mm-hmm. well. So
okay.
This is about, the musical is about kind of a family or a group of people sure. that are being dislocated and are in need of help. And so we're kind of theming our community service around being able to help residents in the Boone area that need some additional help.
They're so cautious. because I remember the last couple of years, you've had people that have been willing to come up and take over for all everything you're doing. Let's have our selection, shall we?
Yes.
Get a chance. We're going to have a number from, well, who wants to set this up?
Yes.
SpongeBob.
I can, yes. We are going to sing a group song that we have. It's a full cast song from the end of Act One. It is titled Tomorrow Is.
Okay.
We're going to sing a little snippet from that.
All right. We're set. We're getting our A. Everybody's ready.
We only have tomorrow. I wish it was with you. The world could end tomorrow. We know what we must do. The sun has sunk below us. The dark of night is here. The hands of time keep ticking. Tomorrow's almost here.
All right. Just a snippet of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the music coming together, everybody, you got it? You got a handle on it?
I think that it's been going pretty well. The addition of the pit yesterday definitely helped me, at least.
Otherwise, everything is a cappella, wasn't it? Or did you have other music?
We had background recordings, okay. But they're not as good as the pit.
Not quite the same.
Chuck is quite the conductor.
Yeah. And I could imagine he's getting into this.
Oh, yes.
He wears different socks anyway. So. Anyway, okay. So, again, things coming together pretty well, it sounds like. And, again, we will be doing the regular routine. You have the elementary coming in, which they will love this. And I can just see, I have, my grandson will be there. He's going to tell me all about it. I know it, so. Performances, really, for the public, this is what we're talking about. October 31st, November 1st, both 7 in the evening.
Yes.
And a matinee on Sunday the 2nd, 2 in the afternoon. And once again, Varsity Bound, that's the easiest way to get your tickets lined up and get what seats you want, I'm guessing, too.
Correct, yes.
And make sure they can monitor so they know they get 1,000. So
yes, we'll start giving updates as we go through. Our tickets went live this last Monday. So Lori Woodruff is also a great person in the activities office if you're having any problems with tickets. If you call there, she will help get you set up. But she's also always a pro get to 1,000 tickets. She likes to see last year my hair turned green. This year she's excited. Let's get your hair shaved off. So she'll help get you your tickets.
All right. And again, we look forward to the parents tonight. That's Wednesday. That's just for parents.
Yes, a week from today. Parents and any close relatives maybe that wouldn't be able to attend the regular shows. That's their preview night. It's their opportunity to take some photographs as well. It's the only night that photography would be allowed, so they can snap a few photos. Otherwise, none of that is allowed during the shows. So,
well, good luck to all of you on this production, and look forward to hearing some good results of people qualifying for being judged to go on to additional. Every year we get some.
Yes, we've been fortunate to have somebody represent us the last few years down there, and it's such a great accomplishment and such a great way to celebrate the theater season to end up down in Des Moines and take part in that evening of just amazing talent. Like, I'm just absolutely amazed at the talent that's on that stage each year. So. Yeah.
Hopefully we get packed houses every night. Standing room only would be all right.
That would be great.
And that just means we've got more than 1,000 tickets. So, again, good luck to all of you. Thanks for coming in.